Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? I know Nick is trying to stay warm because he ain't a fan of this chilly weather.
I am not.
Barry's got a beanie today.
I took it off.
Okay.
But I had, yes.
You did have it going.
I have,
yeah.
Yes.
Which means everybody's present and accounted for on a Tuesday on the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride and going wherever you go. You can also do that via the ESPN 975 app, but we appreciate you listening across the great state of Texas and, of course, the beautiful city of Houston. What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What up, what up, what up? I love this weather. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely love it.
It's not snowing anywhere in Houston, is it?
No.
Not here, but a lot of people sending videos this morning and overnight.
They said, look, it's ice pellet snowing. That's called hail, whoever posted that.
That's correct.
That's not an ice pellet snow.
Yeah, because I saw something on Twitter and I wasn't sure. And I was like, I didn't see anything of the sort driving in here before our meeting. So
I think by Sam Houston State, I think in those outlying areas, Huntsville, and that I think they got a little dusting. Because the videos were rolling into Lisa's station this morning and everybody wanted some pub for that. It was like, oh, great.
Mm.
You know, be where I'm from and realize that that's spring.
I love this weather. Although the only thing I hate about the weather is that it's cold foot weather. And my wife.
Cold foot?
Yeah. She has the coldest feet on the planet.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then you get in bed and you're laying there minding your own damn business, asleep, warm and snugly in your spot. And then she touches you with them cold ass feet.
Yep.
And it feels like like someone shot you in the leg. It's like, I'm telling you, man, it sucks. That's the only thing I hate about this time of year, is that at some point she's going to hit me with one of them popsicle feet. Oh.
I've got the same issue with my dog, Chiquita.
Hit you with that cold nose?
That cold paw.
Look, bitch, get off me. Except I can't say that to my wife. You can say that to your dog.
No, I totally could say that to my dog.
And the other thing with Lisa is, like, she's got a toenail on her big toe that's like a Ginsu knife. So, like, even when it's not cold, there'll be a time where she rolls over and just spins with that thing. I'm like, damn, I need stitches. What are you doing?
Babe, you shanked me.
No doubt.
You hit me with that talon. Like, you're like a damn eagle. You hit me with that talon. Yeah.
I'm like, God. stop doing that, man. His covers are in the way. Man, where are the dogs to get rid of the birds?
The bottom of your sheets are all shredded.
Yeah.
Jeez. I hate to admit this, but this, why do I put myself out here like this? It's a thing.
Because it's just one big happy family.
Do you understand how many sheets that I have worn out with my heels? There's inevitably, I'm telling you.
Like you're putting holes in your sheets?
Yes! That's what
do you
rough,
have? Do you have a pumice stone or anything? You, Mr. Hygiene and everything? You
what's
don't just
the deal
like,
with your heels?
Sand them
I don't
down?
Know. They're not that bad. They're really
obviously
not.
They are.
I don't know. They're really not that bad. But eventually, I just get this worn area on the sheets, and then there's a little hole starts to form.
Now, where my heels got skin shingles that are sharp enough to cut the sheets.
No, my heels apparently are rough because.
That's what I mean. When the heels like kind of crack and whatever, and the skin sticks
but
up.
But they're not that bad. I'm honest to God. I don't understand why. Like, I feel like.
That is
I
so odd.
Like, I feel like this should be a bigger issue for a lot of people. But they just don't come out and say it because my heels are not that rough.
Well, some people grind their teeth in their sleep. Maybe you're just like grinding.
That could be it. Yeah, I could be grinding
you're
my
like
heels.
You're like a dog when they're dreaming and your legs just start moving really fast. And the next thing you know, you're just
running
and
running. Yeah. I don't know why, but that's happened like twice now that I've had to replace my sheets because there's a hole in the bottom.
Now, I do have, especially when running a lot, if I'll go running and within the day, the back of my heel will be
rough,
really rough.
Do you like get the
pumice stone?
You get a pumice
stone? I don't know. My mom had one. I don't use
My it. Wife got this thing called the pet egg. And it's just like it's just this big block of sandpaper, essentially. Yep. And you just, like, you're trying to bondo a car. You just get to town on your heel.
But that's like a pumice grater stone is too.
There's a cheese grater one that you can use on your heel, which, see, mine aren't that bad where I need the cheese grater, but I'll use the sandpaper.
How good would that feel if the cheese grater catches a piece of skin and just rips it?
Well, it's all dead. That's why you're using it.
But it's still attached, which means at some point, if you rip it far enough, it's going to hurt.
I mean, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
If you get some, if you get off into the that blend of dead and alive skin, maybe. But if you just focus on the dead skin, it shouldn't matter.
Okay.
It's got weird, but it is true. This is the cold foot season, and I hate it. I hate it because I'm telling you, man, I'm like, I asked my wife, how do you even have feet? Are you getting any blood flow down there? That should not feel like two ice cubes at the end of your legs. It's so cold.
I agree with you. I understand exactly what you're saying. And Nick, I don't think you do.
I don't think when I was in a relationship, counts. I am now single. Yeah. So Chiquita's now my issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of cold feet.
I thought of you guys this morning. For the first time this morning with the dilemma that I had, I thought, oh, the two of them are right for the first time in how painful it can be to be a
right.
dad.
No. I am always right, by the
way. Today was picture day at school for the Christmas pictures for Taylor, okay? So it's already a process that a dad should not have any involvement in because Lisa's already, like, picking out two dresses, certain shoes, tights, and then last night it starts. Now, babe, you know how to put tights on her, right? I go, it's just like putting on, I mean, yeah, of course. No, you got to roll them up. You got to make sure you don't, you know, get any runs in them. You got to do this. I go, she's three. No. So I'm like, oh my God. She goes, now I'm going to hang the dress in your closet. Why don't you just put it on the chair like you put her clothes out every night and I'll be fine. She goes, no, because it get wrinkled. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's like a set of instructions and all this different stuff for a 5-minute session where she goes in and out, one picture with Santa and one picture stand next to a Christmas tree and done. Fellas. I was on top of the world when I left school today. I was like, got the tights on with no issues, got the fancy dress on and her shoes. And I followed everything Lisa said. There was what do you call that? The half moon shaped like headband?
Half moon shaped.
You know, it's
headband.
Like a half moon like plastic and
I know
it's got
what
a
you're
bow
talking about,
it.
But I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. So Lisa's like, okay, take the ends of it and make sure that goes behind her ear. The bow goes on the top. Obviously, it's in front, centered on top. She goes, but make sure, because she got her hair cut yesterday, that the curls show by her ears. So I'm like, look, I'm not going to be there. So there's a girl, a lady at school that works at the school that we trust. And I was like, Joanna, look, you got to help me. And I walked her through it. I did all that I had to do. I got in the car and I was like, nailed it. Yes. As a dad, I shouldn't have to do this, but everything's going to be perfect. All right. So I go get coffee. As I'm driving back, I call Lisa to tell her I nailed it. She goes, did you take pictures for me? What the hell would I do that for? We're taking pictures at school. No, because I laid out the out. I need to know. I wasn't there. I have to see it. So I go back to the school.
Why'd you go back?
Because it's on the way home.
No.
So it's on the way home.
And, yeah, I wouldn't have gone back either.
And I tell Joanna, the lady that helped, I go, Joanna, can you just go back and take some pictures and text Melissa? She's like, I'm not supposed to, but I will. Okay. So I see her do that. Come back. Get home. Start working on the computer. All of a sudden, phone rings. I'm like, what's up? She goes, it's all wrong. I go, what's all wrong? She goes, she tucked her hair back behind her ears along with the headband. That's exactly the look I didn't want. And now, I go, so what do you want me to do now? Because I'm not going back. She goes, oh, no, it's all taken care of. I go, how's it taken care of? She goes, so I called my mom in California. Mom said she could take care of it. Mom called the school, and they asked if she could get a redo. I go, we're not that family.
Yes, you are.
Apparently are now. You are. Because she got the redo.
No way.
Yeah. I got another text that goes, yeah, we got her in at the end. We brought her back. She got, I go, are you?
Yeah, pictures are important.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
If we aren't using these things for Christmas car, whatever she's going to do with it. But I'm like, it is not that serious.
You're being insensitive.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm being
these
a dad.
These pictures are important to Lisa, and you need to be more sensitive to the situation.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just a penis is basically what it is.
Well, when you use yours correctly and you have your first child, then you can be that
actually,
sensitive, caring
father.
Yeah,
if I had my first child, I'd probably be bitching just like Joel is. I'm not even going to lie. You're not going to get me to drive back and do, like, and the redo, forget that. That's not even happening.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to do it because I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Your first mistake was having a kid.
Nope.
That was...
Nope.
The second mistake was saying that you would do it. I would have been like, nope.
Well,
I am
no one
not
going to
be in charge of this. Oh, well.
No. Uh-uh. Mm, no, well. Because that's a week and a half worth of hate right there. That's like, no, yeah, no talking in the house for a week.
That's the best when they don't talk to you. Are you kidding me? When you don't relish the silent treatment?
Maybe for half a day or a day.
Do you know how much Red Dead Redemption 2 I could get done during a silent treatment fit? Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Silent treatment is pretty dope. I like it. Well, I know. I pretend like I don't. I'm like, are you ever going to talk to me? Okay. It's okay.
That's got to be a lot of work, though, Joel. I would not.
What? The silent treatment?
No. I was just talking.
Oh,
I was going back. I was going back to what he was. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's especially for a dad, because
I see the stress in his eyes. I'm like,
dudes, dudes don't know better.
I don't want
to.
Yeah,
that's
know,
why you can't be left in charge of it. I mean, honest to God, getting a female kid ready for pictures is not a dude thing. Can't be a dad thing.
I bet you there's a lot of dads that do
a
it.
For effort, but if you want it done right, you kind of have to take the time off from work and do it yourself.
I mean, no. That's not going to happen either.
I'm just saying that, you know, I get it. She can't because of her job, but there's a lot of moms that would be like, well, I'm going to be late for work today because I got to take her to the school and get the pictures done.
No.
She can't do that, but
the fact that, and the fact too that, you know, because she loves her little Nike shoes, right? But because the outfit has, in case it is head to toe, she had to get the little Mary Jane shoes, little patent leather shoes. And Lisa's like, she already knows I'm pissed off about it. Because she goes, babe, they're only like $8. We got them for $8, but she's got to wear them for the pictures. I'm like, all right, we're walking from the car, and I can hear Taylor going on her heels, like they're scraping on this. I go, they don't fit, do they? And she's like, daddy, the shoes. And I go, okay, we're going to have them on for 5 minutes, and the teachers are going to put your Nikes back on. But because of this picture so important, I'm going, man, it was never like that for us. Like, half the time, my dad tried to give me the Ted Koppel comb over on the way out the house, but by the time we got to school, I had messed it up and I was good to go for whatever picture was going to be taken.
Right.
It wasn't that serious. Like, man. Yeah. All right, so we got that out of the way. You guys, for one day, I'll say it. You're lucky. You don't have to deal with that. HRP listener line is wide open right now, but you know it likes to fill up with text message and phone calls. Therefore, you can be first on the show, 713-780-3776, where you can call or you can text. You can also hit us up directly via Twitter, where it is at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Before we get going any further, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture, because the holidays are right around the corner, and you might be entertaining friends and family, and your furniture, might not be up to speed with what you are trying to do when you impress those that you love the most when they come over for the holidays. Well, Gallery Furniture is open every night till 10 o'clock, 7 days a week. So they're going to be open late to accommodate your schedule. And when you come in there, you are going to get deals around the holidays because you need that furniture now. For instance, you buy $4,000 or more worth of furniture at Gallery, you get 40% back in accessories. That could be rugs, end tables, lamps, even art for the walls, all the different things they have at Gallery Furniture, but you get 40% back in accessories just by spending $4,000 on furniture at one of the three locations. It's a great deal, and it gets better, folks. If it's just bedroom furniture you need, you know that they've always done the Astros promotion, where now you can double down with two chances to win. It's the Astros and the Rockets promotion. You buy $3,000 worth of mattresses and bedroom furniture from Gallery, and at the end of this year, if the Rockets win it all, or at the end of next year, if the Astros win it all, you get it all for free. You get those mattresses for free just for getting into the deal right now. Go to galleryfurniture.com for details on that. But just in time for Thanksgiving, you can shop one of the three locations. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria. And, of course, I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And the best thing about needing furniture for the holidays is you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no backorder slips. They'll deliver it the same day. Max says it. I believe it. I'll tell you it's true. Gallery really will save you money.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Hour number one of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday live from the Gal Media Studios in the Galleria area. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride and having us entertain you as you get through your work day. Did you boys watch any football last night?
I did. I watched some of that game.
Turned out
sure.
to be a pretty good game for two dog teams.
Not bad. Not bad at
Exciting
all.
Exciting ending. I believe a lot of Giants fans were happy and disappointed all at the same time, because I think at this point they'd probably like them to guarantee they get the first pick in the draft. But that stat, I don't know if you guys saw this, at the end of the game last night after the Giants pulled it out, Eli Manning has the third most come from behind or last minute wins in football, behind Ben Roethlisberger and one other quarterback who have 40 over their career. Manning has 36 come from behind victories.
I thought you meant the most. Oh, so
third most.
Oh, third most.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. Like I wouldn't have guessed he'd been in the top five.
I wouldn't have either. Yeah, that seems. I wouldn't have put him on that high of a number.
He's got 36 either tie or come from behind victories in his career.
I do know that they were on Shut Up. They were talking about the fact that if you're a Giants fan that you're rooting for them to lose. I mean, what do you have? What you should be rooting for them to lose at this point, because if they don't, then all they're doing is costing themselves draft status.
Yeah.
So to be excited about the fact that they got a win last night, I mean, sure, okay, but what does that mean? In the grand scheme of things, what the hell does that mean for this team?
Yeah, because you look at the Niners without Jimmy Garoppolo and they're on their third string quarterback. The good news is they can say, hey, we've got three quarterbacks that can play in this league, and that's good, and it's better. I don't need a quarterback to start at the top of the draft to draft. But you could use the highest draft pick possible to get the other pieces you need. They lost McKinnon, who they signed in free agency, so they might need a running back. They might need a go-to receiver. Lots of different things. But the Niners are winning games, too, and they're in a lot of games. I watched them hang into the bitter end against the Packers, and I've seen them in the game even last night where you're going, I'm with you. If you're not in, you're out. So you might as well tank it away and get the highest draft pick you possibly can, because you know in the case of the Giants, they need a quarterback.
Yes.
Because Eli can dink and dunk, but oh my God, that one long, deep ball he tried to throw was just, it had wings and
well, not
a, and
only
a
that,
beak.
This was, you know, the exception and not the norm of how he's played this
right.
year. And he didn't even have a great game. I thought he had some timely throws. He had the game-winning drive, but I mean, statistically, it wasn't a great game. He got outplayed by Mullins. If what, you just look at the box score, he had a better game.
He threw 225?
188.
Oh. That's tall. That's awful.
But because they had Saquon Barkley who can run the ball, and they got some timely plays from them, and then you know some right. big penalties on the Niners defense, and plus you're going against a guy in Mullins that did you really think he was going to do what he did last week? again. He didn't play bad. He didn't play bad, but I mean, four touchdowns, no interceptions, and all that last week. It's just going to be difficult for him to replicate going forward. And
I give him credit though, because he's shown he can play in this league.
He's not intimidated by the spotlight. Yeah. That's for sure. He's not scared of the moment. It wasn't too big for him, so good for him. But
he had
some bad throws, just like Eli did, though. You know, he had some ugly throws.
He has the built-in face, by the way, that someone stole his lunch money, too. Because even when he was shaking hands with Eli after the game, he looked like the deer in the headlights and someone took my lunch money face.
Both of his interceptions, I thought, were kind of tough luck, too. They really weren't his fault.
Right.
But, yeah, it ended up being a decent game overall. Odell Beckham Jr. drives me insane. He's the Bill O'Brien of players. Him and Cam Newton, I feel like, are two of the worst when it comes to the fact when they're winning, they're media darlings. They just love talking to the media. They say all the right things. But when they're not winning, they're the biggest crybaby pout babies.
Can I throw another name in there for you?
And so is Bill O'Brien. So
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Talking his ass off when they're winning and how great he is. And when they're losing, two-word answers.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to have it.
Odell comes out and tells the media, I'm just trying to drink my water and I want to be around and I'm going to bed early. Nah, you just said that because you won. I mean, stop acting like...
Well, then after one win, which is only their second win in the year,
right,
the other one against the Texans, he goes out in the post game last night and says, they're like, are you just playing out the string? And he's like, playing out the string? We're going to try and win 8 in a row.
Yeah.
We're going to keep running them off.
Stop.
Okay, Wonder Boy. Now all of a sudden you're going to be focused on winning. Well, you could have done that earlier in the year and maybe salvaged the season, but instead... Like we just got done saying, you're looking at a team that's trying to get the highest draft position they possibly can. You're not going to win 8 in a row.
I mean, good for him for coming up big. I mean, he had some big catches. He had some big drops, too.
Boy, the one that he almost had, the one-handed in the corner of the end zone.
And
then, give him credit, they went right back to the same play, and he got it.
And that first pass, I mean, of the game, right through his wickets, through the hands. I was like, bro, this is going to be a rough game for him. So he ended up drawing some good defensive penalties towards the end. And I mean, he's the reason they won. Let's be real. I mean, he's a big reason why they won. Him and Barkley and you know, to a degree, Manning.
Yeah, Eli didn't hurt him.
No,
you know, and the thing is, as bad as Eli's been from time to time, when you look at what he did again last night and over the last couple of games, they've highlighted it in the pregame show last night. He's had a lot of drops. He's had the young tight end has had a couple of them go right through his hands like he did again last night. You know, you mentioned OBJ's had some drops. Shepard's had some drops. So yeah, he's played bad, but he's also had some bad breaks. So I still think he's got football left. The way he was after the game last night, talking about it, it's not going to be with the Giants, but I can definitely see Jacksonville's going to kick the tires. And because of the relationship with Coughlin, I think they'll take a look at him in the offseason and say, hey, we need you for a year or two.
If they don't use, there's not a ton of quarterbacks coming out this next draft either.
No.
There's not a lot that you look at and you're salivating over.
But you got Herbert in Oregon. You got the kid from Duke. Maybe one other quarterback that they're saying is worthy of a first-round pick. But overall, you're right. But the thing is, you're not going to take Sam Bradford. He's injury prone. The one thing you know about Eli Manning is at least he's durable. And all he has to be is a game manager and do the dink and dunks if that Jacksonville defense can get back on track. But that's also right now a lot more up in the air than it would have been when you looked at the start of the year.
Don't forget Drew Locke was another name, another quarterback name. That's probably the guy that...
Probably the third quarterback of the three.
Some folks are pretty high on that cat, so he might actually go before. The guy out of Oregon has looked rough. He's had some bad starts. He's had some bad games. This last week, he didn't look all that great. He wasn't terrible, but he didn't look all that great. But either way, none of those names, Drew Locke or any of the names that you mentioned, are sexy enough where you're like, God, I hope we get the number one pick, and this franchise quarterback is a guy that takes us to the promised land. But, I mean, they need to address the situation. I would still look at a quarterback in the draft. That's for sure.
Oh.
But
you have to. Yeah. I definitely think that you have to.
And you mentioned the young tight ends. Speaking of young tight ends, George Kittle's a baller.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he can play, man. So
was it a week or two ago with the one-handed catch over the middle where he just
I think
reeled
that's where
it in and
a
kept
lot
going?
Of folks kind of took notice of, hey, who is this dude? But he's been doing it most of the year. He's turned out to be quite the diamond in the rough for the Niners.
Yeah.
And what's otherwise been a pretty dismal and disappointing season for them.
And of course, Booger got in on the discussion that you and I have had several times on this show, more than we would have liked, which is Eli a Hall of Famer or not?
Oh. Yeah,
and I give Booger McFarland credit because he came out and just as outspoken as can be going, in my mind, he's not a Hall of Famer. He hasn't done enough. And I'm like, wow. I mean.
Well, he didn't. He also mentioned that he didn't make the playoffs outside those 2 years he won the Super Bowl, which I didn't even know that stat existed. But
right.
That was pretty. I mean, I thought it was a good point, but I don't know. I mean, if you win two Super Bowls, does that kind of put you in there already?
And you were the MVP of both of them.
I kind of feel like it does.
I think so, too.
Although you can make the case that two of them. One, there's some guys that have won Super Bowls that you're like, okay, you won it. Like, what was his name on the Ravens?
Oh, Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson both have won that way.
Yeah, where you're like, eh.
Brad Johnson was with the Bucks, but he had also played with the Ravens. But yeah, the game managers, like we said, Dilfer it used to be.
Was Dilfer with the Ravens?
Yeah. He won it with the Ravens. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's definitely guys in the past that you know. You got credit for being a game manager, and now people poo-poo on that. But,
yeah, no one's throwing Trent Dilfer in the Hall of Fame.
But by the way, Alex Smith's a game manager. They're in first place. So there is something to be said still about when you have a good defense.
They're also in first place. That's all you need. I almost said the S word in a crappy division.
Yeah, well, so your Texans are too.
Take it for what
your Texans are too.
Hey, that AFC South is a damn fine division. You know what else is a fine thing to do? Get into a field that's going to be lucrative for you, like the oil and gas industry, man. That UMD Academy is going to help you do that because they're offering an oil and gas basics class. I don't know what you're doing right now. If you're not in the oil and gas business, you might be at your job right now, and whether it's an office job or you're outside or you're driving around and you're thinking there's got to be something better, consider a job in the oil and gas business because it is booming and it is lucrative, especially here in Houston, where it's one of our two major industries. And UMD Academy has a way for you to get involved and you to get in that field. And you don't even have to be an oil and gas professional to get started because they have classes that are going to get you up to speed way faster than it took me because these didn't exist when I was getting into the business. But they have courses that include stuff like intro to oil and gas, the IT basics, upstream drilling, training in the day of the life of a project engineer. They even have a women in engineering course and a lot more classes for you to get you up to speed and on the path for a great career in the oil and gas business. And what separates them from the other folks that are doing this is UMD Academy. It's their commitment to you, the student. They have resume building. They have mock interviews, career coaching, all of that to get you prepared for your new job and your new career in the oil and gas business. And I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity to take advantage of it and save some money. Use promo code ESPN Radio. That's promo code ESPN Radio. Save 10% off your classes right now. It's an outstanding opportunity. I hope you'll take advantage of it at UMD Academy. To get started or for more information, go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what's up, people? Back with hour number one of the three-hour show. And we appreciate you keeping us a part of your workday. It's an extravaganza. It's a big show. It is what it is, people. And you just said you're left to deal with it and be happy that you found us. And then Barry goes silent, which doesn't happen often.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
Sometimes I just listen.
And he got on to Cody. That's
rare.
That too.
That's rare, but that's okay.
Well, did I listen?
No. Yeah.
I'll admit, sometimes I tune you out.
Well, more than sometimes.
Sometimes I tune Nick out. Sometimes
you're not supposed to do that on the show, though. Like, you're supposed to do that outside the show. You can tune me out in prep.
What is he talking about?
But you can't be tuning us out.
Is
like,
he talking? I wasn't
listening.
I was just going to say, is he talking right now?
Yeah. Hello?
Is his mic even hot? I just see his mouth moving. What's going on here? Oh, yeah. I got to turn my headphones up. I could just, I didn't hear him at all.
Headphones died?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can hear me now?
It's just you I can't hear. You're like my new work wife. I just ignore you.
Well, the text line's on. I mean, the tweets are on fire today.
Oh, I don't even have my Twitter open. I didn't even look at it. I'm so angry right now because this damn t-shirt company that I was doing all the t-shirts in, the one I ordered for myself was messed up. I can't get any customer service. I can't get them to respond. So you know what I did? I just canceled the whole thing. I'm not selling shirts with them anymore. I got to find a new spot. If this is what other people are having to go through to get a refund or get an exchange, I don't want that to be the case.
I got a guy that.
So screw these people.
I got a guy that I can hook you up with.
Will he drop ship? Because I don't want anything to do with shipping, order processing. I don't want anything to do with any of that. I just want people to be able to get a shirt.
So he keeps the overhead low is you create the idea and you make the first run of it. And then he copies it on kind of a lesser crappier looking basis, and he'll give you two for the price of one.
Is he fat and does he stink?
If he shows up at a Lister appreciation party, that's the guy.
Screw that guy.
He can do work, brother.
Bringing it up. Twitter was kind of lit last night, wasn't it?
On a lot of different fronts.
Yeah. What is this that you tagged me on, by the way?
Which one?
So I just get a tweet this morning that says, can you help me out? And this was you talking to El Jefe and Maya. And then El Jefe tags me and Nick,
I can't see the tweet. It was funny.
What was it?
You know why you can't see it? Because it was your boy.
Who was my boy?
So Kurt Lowe is out there.
Okay.
Kurt Lowe, out of the blue, says, before I die, I just want to be a red rowdy for one game.
Oh, my God. That's it?
And
aim
I know
higher, Kurt Lowe.
How much El Jefe loves Kurt Lowe, right? Mm-hmm. So I tagged El Jefe and Rowdy Maya. Going, can you help a brother out? So then El Jefe thought, well, we'll make this a game. I see you tag two people. I'll tag two people. And he tagged both y'all.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I would have known that, I would have blocked everybody involved. Because I didn't even see the original tweet. I was like, where the hell is this from?
That's why you didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw El Jefe tagging
on it. I'm just tired
of
y'all trying to keep me down.
Keep you down?
Yeah. You chimed in on that one, too.
What?
That was the DM he's referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said today, James Feimster said, hey, Barry, it's Fallout 76 release day. I'm working on the silent treatment. Do you play? I know you don't play. Do you play Fallout, Nick?
I do not.
Oh, you're missing out. I'm not going to play Fallout 76, though, because it's an online game. I only play the...
What does it take, like a year to download it? Based on what you did for Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, it's probably a big...
Games are too in-depth now. A lot of them take a lot of space, so it's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're right. The Twitters is it's on fire a little bit. I'm trying to catch up, just so the people know. I did see that we missed a call on DK. You want to talk a little bit about Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, so last night was the deadline, and Dallas Keuchel and Scott Boris, his agent, decided to pass on the qualifying offer that the Astros... gave him. He's going to take his chances in free agency. And depending on who you talk to, that he's going to be at the top of a lot of people's lists, not number one, but probably in the top three pitchers out there that teams are going to pursue and go after. But I think we talked about this before, and in my opinion, I fully expected him to walk, and I'm okay with him leaving.
Yeah, so he turns down the almost $18 million qualifying offer and is going to become a free agent. I guess, it makes sense. He's probably going to get in the neighborhood of $18 to $20 million, but it'll be a multi-year deal and not a one-year deal, and that's why you turn it down. Because if you think you can get multiple years and maybe get $20 million a year, you add $2 million to it, plus you're getting several more years in a deal as opposed to a one-year deal. A lot of people don't know or maybe not hip to what a qualifying offer is. Think of it in terms of franchising a player in the NFL. Uh-huh. That's essentially what a qualifying offer is. You say, for 1 year, we're going to give you, I think it's the top 125 salaries averaged out, and that's what the qualifying offer for everybody. So it's the same. So Bryce Harper was offered a qualifying deal from the Nationals. It was the same exact amount that was offered to Dallas Keuchel, $17.9 million for a one-year deal. Craig Kimbrell was offered that. So there were seven qualifying offers that went out, and Hyun Ryu of the Dodgers is the only one that accepted it.
Yep.
Keuchel, Bryce Harper, Craig Kimbrell, AJ Pollock, outfielder of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Patrick Corbin, a starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, and Yasmani Grandal, a catcher for the Dodgers, all turned down their qualifying offer. For some of those cats, you got to wonder.
I'm worried about. Because, but the only thing is, there's a lot of teams that need catchers.
Sure, And
at least that can hit. Because he's like the opposite of the machete, right? He's the opposite of Maldonado. Yeah. He can hit, but we saw in the playoffs, he's got a couple issues when it comes to fielding.
But when you have that big of a discrepancy between the two skill sets, are you a $20 million a year catcher? I doubt it.
Nope.
I mean, I think Dallas Keuchel is kind of in that range. We know Bryce Harper is going to get way more than that.
And Corbin. Corbin is the guy, the first and foremost guy, because he will be number one on everybody's list. He's going to get a $100 million deal. He's going to get a 5-year or even maybe less years more money, but they're talking about 100 mil is right in the wheelhouse for that kid. He's got to walk from that.
Yeah. I mean, the big one that I don't understand, and I guess maybe it's just because he wants a multi-year deal, but do you think Kimbrel's going to get 18 million a year, 20 million as a reliever? I mean, he struggled a little bit in Boston. He wasn't rock solid. He wasn't, you know, what is Kenley Jansen making? I mean, that's, to me, you look at that and you think, okay, That's the high water mark in Major League Baseball. Is he going to come close to that? So,
well, so look at past precedents. Look at recently what guys got on the open market. What did Holland get from the Rockies?
Well, that was just a 1-year deal.
Okay.
And then he didn't come back. And I don't even remember what it was, but so here you go. I pulled up the deals.
Oh, what about Davis too? Excuse me. By the way, Davis when he Wade left Davis. The Cubs. Wade Davis when he left the Cubs. And
yeah, when he went to Colorado. So he had a $52 million deal over 3 years. So $17 million. So right now you've got Aroldis Chapman on a 5-year deal making $17 million a year. That is the highest paid closer in baseball. So that's the qualifying offer was $17.9 million. So he's taking the chance that in free agency he's going to get a better deal. If I'm Craig Kimbrel, I maybe take the 18 mil over 1 year, and then at the end of the year go look. Yeah, go.
Well, I'd start working it now because everybody wants that long term security. But say I'll take the 1 year while we open discussions immediately about a multi year, just so that I. Because otherwise,
yeah,
I need some team that's going to give me this. It's like we were talking about with Ariza. 1-15 is one thing, but because your skill set's diminishing, if I can get 3-30,
yep,
that's a better deal for him.
Well, and there are only, it looks like, 6 guys that are making $10 million or more in the bigs as a closer. Cody Allen, Brandon Morrow, Davis, Melanson, Jansen, and Chapman. And so Kimbrel's up there, don't get me wrong. But I don't know. I mean, none of these guys are making it even 17.9. Like I told you, Chapman is at 17.2. Wade Davis is at 17.3. So you might take that money and you might get 16, you know, a year for a multi-year deal. So maybe you're saving a little bit of money. I don't know. It's not a huge deal. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, he is. But again, remember the era when lights out was lights out? Mariano Rivera, Billy Wagner, guys like that. When you knew it was over when they came into the game. But Kimbrel got touched up in the playoffs a few times.
If you'll recall, during the year, he was one of my guys that I used as an example when I was trying to defend Ken Giles about a guy that everyone considers a rock-solid closer. He was second in the majors in saves with 42, but he blew his fair share of saves. He blew 5 saves, plus he struggled in the playoffs a little bit. So none of these guys really are lights out. In fact, I pulled it up again. You're going to hate me for this. Of the top 10 and as far as saves.
Ken Giles is coming up.
So, in number of saves in the bigs this past year, Edwin Diaz had the most at 57. Mm-hmm. Craig Kimbrel had 42. Do you know who was 7th in the majors?
Can we get some Kenny G music?
Ken Giles.
Because, oh, my God.
Do you know of the top 10 how many blew 0 saves? 1. Ken Giles. Yeah. So, again, I go back to.
You know who gave up 9.5 runs every time it wasn't a save opportunity?
Ken Giles. Yeah, he did have a 4.65 ERA. Also, not even the highest in the majors or in the top 10. Cody Allen. Had a higher ERA as a closer. Yeah. So he also struggled.
There's another thing to keep in mind, too, by the way. The Mariners are having the fire sale that everybody's talking about.
And the
fact
Indians
that the Astros are involved in trade discussions for Paxton. Boy, that's one of those situations like when I said when LeBron had all the guys that he couldn't beat and they were driving him nuts on his team. That's one of those things. You can't beat them, join them. You can get James Paxton to join you if you lose Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
And or Charlie Morton, I'm good with it because he was lights out against the Astros. But don't sleep on the Cleveland Indians because they said they're starting to let guys go.
There's discussions of them trading Kluber.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Boy, Bradley would be a nice addition if you lose Marwin in left field.
Yeah.
Michael Bradley can play.
Yeah. Also from Major League Baseball news and notes, Joe Mauer retiring.
Yep. 15 years all with the Twins.
Got to be a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Unlike Eli Manning, we agree on that.
That's right.
There was another one, too, I was going to ask you about.
Okay.
But
we also have to mention the rookies of the year, Acuna and Ohtani.
some people, especially Yankee fans, just lost their mind that Ohtani won it over the two Yanks.
So I get it a little bit. They all had their reasons why you know they didn't deserve it. But at the end of the day, Ohtani, I saw a stat that said he was the only guy in Major League Baseball history to have however many home runs he had and pitch 50 innings. So you see why he won it. But yeah, you could make a case for both of the Yankees as far as, you know, one getting it more than the other. None of the numbers were great. I mean, none of the numbers. Ohtani just had better numbers to me at the plate in certain instances, and the fact that he went on it and was on like, the mound, he was a damn good pitcher too.
In his case, he's in a good market, and he kind of got the hodgepodge of all things. He got off to the big start pitching, and then even when it was, you know, deemed that he needed Tommy John, he was still hitting, and he could hit for power. And of course, he had everybody clamoring about him, and he had the Asian markets all over him as well, talking about him. And he got a huge media swirl when he came to the bigs.
Yeah, and I think down the stretch too, if I recall reading it somewhere, but he had the highest, I don't know if it was on base percentage, second highest on base percentage, or, you know, OPS or whatever it was. The only one that had a higher percentage down the stretch was Yelich.
Yep.
And don't sleep on what he earned it. It's not like they just gave it to him. He had to produce.
What you and I have said all along, too, either. The two Yankees took votes away from one another, too.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So you had two Yankees and Ohtani, and there's that happened. As much as you want to disagree, that happened as well.
If you had to pick one of the Yankees.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the bigger of the names when they came up that everybody was talking about was Gleyber Torres. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if you look at the overall body of work of Andujar, he did it, and he did it consistently. And I would say of the two Yankees, I think Andujar had the better year.
I feel like the hype machine was surrounding Torres a little bit more, but you're right. Andujar numbers overall were a little bit better. But again, you can make the case for all three. I think the right guy won it, though, in both leagues. I think Acuna was
hands down.
Hands down, yeah, a runaway. Yeah. Hands down, if you drink a lot, I got a solution for you.
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's called Thrive Plus. And I'm not a huge drinker. I drink. We talked about the other day how I had a little too much to drink and tried to take out my contacts for 30 minutes, and I don't wear contacts, but that's okay. But you know what didn't happen the next day? I didn't wake up feeling bad. Do you know why? Because I remembered to take my Thrive Plus before I went to bed. And you should do the same. And it doesn't matter if you have as many drinks as I did and you're losing it, or if you just have a couple of drinks, two or three can still have you feeling bad, especially as you get older. I'm in my 40s now, and it's not the same. I can't drink like I could when I was in my 20s, and I certainly feel it the next day if I'm not taking Thrive Plus. And Thrive Plus is designed to help you feel better the next day. It's like taking a vitamin that assists you with processing alcohol. That's its job. Its job is to reduce alcohol's negative effects on your body and on your liver. And I'm not into science, but I can tell you this, when I take it, it works. And it's super easy to take. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or right before you go to bed, and then you wake up the next morning and you feel a lot better. And if you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. How cool is that? It's super easy. You've probably seen it on Shark Tank. You know by now that they have 5 PhDs on staff, Ivy League graduates. This is stuff that actually works and gets you feeling better. And again, if you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. Super easy to get. And speaking of ordering, if you do so before 4 p.m. today, you'll have it on your doorstep the next morning. It's a Houston-based company, and the customer service is great with them. So you order today before 4 p.m., you will have it on your doorstep by tomorrow. How cool is that? To get it, go to DecideThrive.com. Also, if you're an Amazon junkie like me, just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. You can find it. But the easy way to get it is go to DecideThrive.com. Do that before 4 p.m. today and have it the next day. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still hour number one of the 3-hour show. It is The Usual Suspects with Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Fellas, you know, it always hits me right about the time that I say something about a Tuesday that tomorrow we have to come up with a theme for Way Back Wednesday again. So
we...
Oh, God, here we go.
I am always coming up with the themes for us.
Yeah, who came up with last week's? Well, no one deserves credit for that one.
Garden talk is not ever going to be the theme that you suggest all the time.
It was the obvious theme to do.
Right. What he gets credit for.
No. I didn't come up with last week's, did I?
No.
Y'all did.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, so that kind of just blows your entire theory out the window.
1 week we've done this show for how many weeks? Nope. At least 100.
Did you play trumpet as a kid? Man, the way you blow your own horn, Chief.
Woo! I'm just saying. Like,
because we did patriotism last week, right?
And voting.
Yeah. Yeah. Pandering asses.
It worked.
It's the obvious thing to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I like garden talk.
So what do you suggest we do this week? Any suggestions?
Winter theme? Cold weather theme, maybe?
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying it's the end all be all.
I have to come up with the ideas.
Do you have an idea, sir?
Well, no, because it was just thrown
at me. Good job, Nick.
I don't rush to judgment. I don't rush.
Oh, yes, you
and
do.
And just throw out the first thing that comes to my mind. I actually put some thought into this so that it's good for the listeners. Boy, that was smooth.
Rough weather is not.
By the way, I don't know if this is his real name, but on Twitter, Zach Grocock said.
Yeah, that's on the birth certificate.
You wanted to say that name
so
bad.
Exactly right.
I'm just saying.
Because that's not on the birth certificate.
He said my heels were like cat tongues. Which is hilarious. Damn you, Zach. Mr. Grocock, listen. Don't. If that is your real name. It's a sweet name, though.
Brad Peacock and Zach Grocock.
Yeah, there you go.
We got a text about doing something in honor of Stan Lee. If you want to do that for Way Back Wednesday.
Oh, nope.
Something Marvel related.
That would be limited to the point where I don't even
Marvel
know
related?
Unless you did the theme from Spider-Man.
From Marvel movies.
Songs from Marvel
soundtrack,
movies?
Soundtracks from Marvel movies.
No, thanks.
I'm out.
I'm out, too.
And for that reason, I'm out.
And therefore, thanks, I'm Mark not Cuban. Suggesting any more ideas for Way
well,
Back Wednesday.
That wasn't your suggestion. You read it off the text line, you said.
Yeah, you
well,
don't even come up with ideas.
He said something about Stan Lee. I put a twist on it and said soundtracks from Marvel movies. There's a difference.
I see why I
That's
have to
a twist?
Do this. You guys suck at this.
I mean,
Oh, my God.
I added to the idea is what I did.
Yeah, you took a bad idea and made it worse.
No, I made it better.
No, you didn't make it better. You made it worse.
How are you going to come up with 24 songs about Stan Lee?
Let's do songs about leaving. Leaving town, moving out.
Songs about
moving.
Disappointment. How about that?
It all
fits. Songs about, letting you down.
Yeah.
Josh Rapp said, Joel looks like the kind of guy that would still wear shorts and a hoodie in these temperatures.
You've criticized me for that before, yes, actually. And if I wasn't fighting the effects of a cold,
you
I probably
done
would.
It today?
Yeah.
I've been known to maybe rock a long sleeve and some shorts. Whatever.
Well, but you know, fire shots or shoot the first shot.
I would never do that. I would absolutely
that's not your
never,
game.
Ever.
No.
Berto Romero on Twitter said, I drive for work. Any comedians you recommend listening to while Palillo is on? You're so mean, Berto.
Yeah, Barry Laminat.
No, that's just mean. Listen to Charlie. He's a good listen.
I thought you were going to say he's a good comedian. I was going to be like,
no,
what?
No. I'm a big fan. I have always been a big fan of Palillo. And I think that the more you listen, he's like Jim Rome. The more you listen, the more he'll grow on you and you will come to appreciate his show. So
I've known Charlie for a long time. There's not a more knowledgeable. He and Adam Wexler, in my opinion, are the two most knowledgeable guys in Houston sports.
Yep.
Without question. So you get smarter listening to Charlie. You know,
I would agree with that.
El Jefe said, I have a theme. Songs and bands where the lead singer was held back.
El Jefe just thought he just doesn't want to let that go.
No. Yeah, he's not going to let that one go. No. By the way, I do want to throw out one more thing.
Okay.
On the subject of Kurt Lowe.
Can we not mention him?
Yeah, no,
I would really like
this. This is actually funny because I
never
ever
mention
am the
that
guy
dude again.
That I call him out on all of the things and he never thinks he's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Last night he posted a video of Greg Monroe of the Raptors getting blocked twice and they were playing the Pelicans. And his tweet was, Greg Monroe is so bad, the Pelicans need to cut him right now. And I went, Greg Monroe's on the Raptors. Does that matter? Asking for a friend. And he was like silent forever and everybody else was liking it and chiming in. He's like, oh, you finally got me with one. No, I get you pretty often, but that was pretty bad. The video proof was right there. And yet, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's a disaster. For sure.
But the grammar's good.
Oh, it's perfect. You've yeah. seen it. You've seen those stories.
You know how they do on bloggers. Bloggers and grammar are just so good.
So, I'm just now getting to the text line. I wish I'd noticed somebody had already went and read them all. Jerks.
Oh, that was my bad. I actually went in there. I totally take responsibility for that. That's totally my bad.
Barry, you probably rub your heels at night. My dad does the same thing. See? I don't have rough heels. I just
rub them
at night.
But Nick's right. Some people, my mom would grind her teeth.
I used to grind my teeth. Yeah.
And she refused to wear the mouth guard you're supposed
somebody
to
Somebody also said, did you guys hear the morning idiots? Which, be nice, guys.
Well, which idiots are we talking about?
I don't know. But they said they can run a 4.5 minute mile. There is
no way.
You're talking about John Granato and
on
Lance?
On my life, none of them
Lance
could
run. That's walking around with a boot right now? That guy?
Even Raheel. There's no way he's running a 4.5 minute mile. No way. No one at this station
no way.
Could run a 4.5 minute mile. So, I mean, no one.
Look at the unless best miles go, in the history
exactly.
of track and
unless
field.
We go out and get an intern from, like, Kenya that's on their Olympic team, it ain't happening.
Like Sebastian Coe or who was the first one to go sub-5? Come on.
None of those cats are running a 4.5 minute mile.
That's,
I'm sorry.
That's absolutely crazy to even have that discussion.
To know that they said it means they were probably being super sarcastic and you probably
it had to be Granato.
To be,
he actually probably said he could do it with a Coors Light in hand.
Exactly.
Jeez. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got one in the books. We still got two to go to the big show, so plenty of time to get in here if you want. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, HR&P listener line wide open for you, 713-780-3776. You can also text that number, and you can hit us on Twitter. Hour number two, right around the corner, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.